great way to start.
That was
tough. Oh, you talked about that.
Are you at a point where maybe you would not be more prudent to back it down again so we can...
You know, we are obviously looking at the situation very closely, and you know, we're going to take it day to day. So I haven't ruled them out for the game, but it will be a day to day thing this week.
In hindsight, do you think it would have been better if Tim shut it down maybe a month ago? I don't know if you pushed the play.
No, because he's getting better. I mean, what his activity on the practice field and his attempts to play has not set him back. He's not facing a setback. It's just the nature of the injury.
How do you determine how good he needs to be with the injury where he can show up 100% sometimes and good enough?
Well, in this particular case, these things aren't easy. If there was a precise answer, a procedure, or a protocol, then you know, we would adhere to it. What we're trying to do is get a good player on the field, keep him on the field. So we're going to take it day to day.
How pleased were you with the way that Jacob and Dave were able to step up and still even make three sacks?
Well, our numbers were, you know, obviously down as Vaughn was dinged for a little bit. And we had some issues temporarily on the defensive side, but the guys stepped up. You know, Ryan goes in for Keith at times, and Jacob and Dave played hard, and Jason played hard. It's good to get the production out of the other players, the non-starters.
And overall, 4 weeks back from the season, when Chris's carry for a lot more than Lindale, it just happened to work out that way. Yesterday, was it more because Chris was in his flow?
Yeah, it was. Well, it was a lot had to do with their defense and what they were doing. We needed to, you know, we needed to spread them out a little bit. And, again, in retrospect, it was looking back at the game. There's really no reason, you know, why Lindell couldn't have the same production. It just happened. We had some passes designed for Chris, so it made sense to keep him on the field, and it was easier for Mike to call plays based on down distance situations.
Overall, has this been one of your best years at avoiding injuries?
Thus far, yeah. Yeah, avoiding injuries from the standpoint of losing players that will cost missed games. We've got our normal share of bumps and bruises, and not everybody's 100% right now. A lot of players are working through some things, but as far as week in and week out, staying healthy, it's been one of our better years.
Guys, Keith going to be, as you said yesterday, probably a crunch for the week.
He's going to be a little sore. Yeah, I don't know how much he'll practice, but it'll be day to day. But you know, we certainly haven't ruled him out for the ball game.
Your guys in the secondary said they've learned a lot from facing Aaron Rodgers and the receivers. What do you think they learned?
Well, you know, we said all, you know, last week that we felt offensively this was potentially the best team we were going to play, particularly because of the skill level at the receiver position, the run game, and overall. I mean, just as, you know, an offensive line, the quarterback making good decisions, and we were going to be challenged. They were going to be challenged because we were going to have to use safety at times to help us in the run game. So, and they were. I mean, this was a very, very good team that we beat yesterday. So as far as what they learned, I mean, they learned that they got to, you know, just keep working and play within the framework and, you know, just keep getting better. But they were definitely challenged because that's a talented group.
Following up on Kyle, on the field, where do you think he's missed most?
I'm sorry, Gary,
what
he can
do when he's
healthy. Well, he changes games. You got a game changer that's on the sideline. You certainly miss. You know, you miss that production. You miss the. The ball comes out much quicker when Kyle's on the field because he's going to collapse the pocket. And, you know, he's going to make a lot of chase plays.
How much does he change life for Albert?
I'm sorry? Yeah, I mean, he does. You know, Kyle defensively, you know, when we're getting obvious passing situations, there's a lot of communication that's required on the field. And Kyle has, you know, when he's on the field, is the one that initiates all the communication. He sets the games. He does all that. So, and not that the other guys aren't getting it done, but it is different. You know, when you got it's kind of like losing your starting quarterback. You know, it's that you've got a guy making the calls that they rely on, they anticipate, and they understand, and so guys have to put more time into it. And as you're rotating, sometimes you don't have the right guy out there to make the call. So, but again, we've adjusted to it. The guys are playing hard. You saw the production we got out of the younger guys.
Who's that responsibility making those calls primarily fall to now?
It's one of our defensive players.
Coach, it seems like against Colton, you fell behind 14-6 with the switch, came right down the field, scored. Yesterday, you fell behind, great drive. Late stages, great drive, and you had some struggle prior to that. What is it about this unit, this team, that we're able to?
Well, you know, we've got a big play in that drive. It was a very well executed run play. Wendell got a lot of help, and you know, he got his cleats in the ground and pushed up the field, made the save to miss, and so that was a big swing, field position swing for us on the play. But they keep playing, and they're not affected by big plays. And I can prove that by showing what the defense did. You know, both the chase plays, Court's play, you know, to make the tackle inside the 10-yard line, Griff's play to make the tackle inside the 10-yard line. Now they got a first and 10 inside, first and goal inside our 10, and the defense holds them to 3. So, they're capable of, and knowing that they're capable of getting off the field, I think it's been a key for them. But they're just playing. Now, we didn't play particularly well yesterday, and you know, we downplayed, as I said yesterday, the short week and everything, but we were tired. And it's to be expected after a Monday night game, especially with the emotions associated in that game. But to win to come away with 2 wins in 6 days here at home against two teams like that, I think it says a lot for this team. But we have a lot of improving to do. Again, we left a lot of plays on the field. We made mistakes that we shouldn't make, but you know, we won this, and it's good to get back now into a normal week's routine.
What are some areas of improvement?
Well, we gave up way too many big plays defensively. I don't think we tackled as well as we're capable of tackling. And then offensively, we had some opportunities and we missed. And that implies opportunities in the run game as well as in the passing game. But when we needed to make the plays, we made them. When we needed the plays to be made special teams, we made them.
As a coach, is this the ideal situation? You have a perfect record, and yet you see areas for improvement. So guys aren't going to get cocky?
Well, I'm not worried about becoming overconfident. And all those things associated with that. We need to continue to improve to get better so we can win the next game. We have a tremendous challenge this week with the Bears and the things that they're doing. Yes, they lost their starter, but their backup led them to the Super Bowl a couple years ago, so we have a huge challenge. And the week will start Wednesday. It'll start off with the areas where we need to improve and how we need to improve them. So.
What jumps out about the Bears?
You know, they're getting turnovers. They're pressuring the passer. They're stopping the run. They're very aggressive on defense. Offensively, they're somewhat like us. They like to run the football. They make their plays. They're good in third down and third down conversion area. And they run the football well. And they play some good teams and they play pretty well.
Do you like this matchup? They're kind of a mirror image. It's going to be a very physical game. Do you like to see your team pitted in that kind of situation?
Yeah, well, we do, because that was the case yesterday. You know, we're playing a physical team, a very, very physical team. And, we went toe-to-toe with them, and we got through it. So, we're going to have to play better this coming Sunday than we did yesterday to win the game. There's no doubt, and there'll be no doubt in the players' minds when they look at the tape.
Why has Justin Gage had trouble seemingly getting into a rhythm since he's come back from the knee?
We haven't done an awful lot in the passing game outside. Overcoming that injury is difficult, especially at the receiver position. But confident that he'll make plays for us, become productive.
Challenge now taking the sack a bit on the road. I know you're not looking past this Sunday, but you've got 2 straight games on the road, 3 over the next 4 weeks. Good that the team has traveled some this year, but now challenge dealing with back-to-back weeks.
Well, we're comfortable on the road. They understand how to play on the road and how to take a professional approach. And so I'm not concerned about it. I mean, obviously 5 out of the next 8 are on the road. So we've got a big challenge ahead of us from that standpoint. But that'll be a couple weeks before we come back. But we're put up by 2 good teams, and starting with this one in Chicago.
Chicago was a big part of your life in the early 80s. I know you're more of a Buddy Ryan protege, but Mike Ditka was your head coach. Any attributes or characteristics from him that you've applied to your tenure?
Well, I was fortunate to play but also working for a number of different organizations. So, as I've said numerous times, I've taken a lot of the experiences along the way just to help formulate our philosophy here.
Any specifics on what Coach did?
If we only talk about Mike, I'll talk about Mike. I'm going to vote for him for president tomorrow. So, Mike is just very, very competitive. He always was. And, he's brutally honest with his players. We expect them to do much better than they thought they were capable of. That's how it was. That's what it is. That's good coach.
Did you hear from him when you asked him for career victories?
No.
Would you expect to hear from him?
No.
Do you think he even knows the number?
I don't know. I have to talk to Mike. I'm sure I'll talk to him this week, though.
What was it like for you to go back and that's it?
Yeah, we're back in 95, which was the 10-year anniversary of the Super Bowl team, and we didn't play particularly well. That was the last time we had a regular season game there. We were up there for a preseason game. But it's all changed now. The stadium's changed, and so this will just be another game for us.
Kirk, the most problem first, you dispute that as well. He thought, yeah, I'm going forward. On the horse car, didn't have to come back.
I'm waiting to discuss it. I disagreed with the call during the game, and I will continue to disagree with it. But I understand it's a player safety issue, and there are times when we don't always agree with the player safety issues and the calls that are on the field. But in this particular case, I didn't think it was a horse call.
So there was a play where Tolick, maybe it was a forward sack. Tolick picked the ball up and ran into
ruled
down. Have you seen
him
tape and
show
that maybe there was
a whistle
blown premature there?
And what are you talking about?
Tully, fumble. Tully recovered and actually picked up and ran to the whistle blown before he did.
Right, because he was there. He was, Tully was touched. Yeah, it was down.
How about the play with David Stewart where they would draw a personal foul on the guy? Is he particularly good at agitating guys?
No, I think in that particular play, you have to look at the whole play from the time the play started. It was what appears just a normal play where Dave's blocking a linebacker is rushing, but he went right to his face right away and shoved his head back. And Dave kind of got the hands down and knocked him away, and then whatever happened. But we benefited from it, clearly. I mean, that was a huge third down conversion for us.
Decision to look correct, take a snap and take a knee. Did you think about taking a shot on the field goal? It
doesn't
matter if
they could have got deep, you were going to take it. Yeah, and without being disrespectful to our field goal protection team, we don't have a great deal of speed there. And I was not going to kick the ball, have it be short, and let them return it. You've seen that happen over years. There's just no way. So I thought, they handled it well. They knew. I called timeout. I can't call consecutive timeouts. So we communicated to them that I was going to let Rob take a shot as long as there's nobody deep. If somebody's deep, then I just wanted Craig just to board the play. We'll go in.
Is that about the extent of his range, 63 yards?
I can't tell you. I mean, he's hit him. He hits the ball well. But I'm not gonna take a chance there. I mean, what my job is to put them in a position to be successful and try to win ball games. I'm not gonna go into halftime with a potentially negative play.
How hard did you lobby to change your mind?
No, nobody. He knew exactly what our approach was. I mean, it was not whether or not he could make it or not. It was the play itself and what the defense elected to do.
Would you at all? Considering that at the end of regulation, maybe running one more play, four tries, 47 yards, if you have a timeout in your pocket to maybe get 5 or 6 yards closer?
No. Put him in position as well in his range as on the right hash, and it's time to end the ball game. So, need to make the kick. He missed it, and I came back and made the next one.
Is this the week little in practice, last week?
Yes, we will bring him. Initiate the 3-week exemption this week and have him on the practice field on Wednesday.
When do you expect to see him based on what he's done?
He's worked real, very, very hard to get to this point. He's excited about having a chance to get out there and work against the defense for the next 3 weeks.
Thank you. going against Orton or Grossman to make a difference, or what's the difference between the two of them? Is Grossman?
You know, I haven't had a chance really to study specifically, but one led him to the Super Bowl 2 years ago, and the other's, you know, been got really good numbers and playing real well.
Devin Hester provided obviously maybe the major concern for you as far as deciding whether or not to kick to him in certain situations?
Well, obviously your hope, your intention is that he doesn't get the ball in his hands, but you can't avoid it. I mean, he's going to get the ball in his hands. He's got 22 catches already, a couple carries from a reverse standpoint, so he's a very explosive player that can change a game just in a flash, and so obviously you have to take a team approach to defending
him. But do you have any relationship with Palmer at all, where it's a tough day for you at all, or?
Well, yeah, I mean, I've spent time with Coach over the years, and obviously I'm a big fan of their program and watch what they've done, and I know it's difficult, very, very difficult, but it'll be okay. He's done a terrific job there. He's a really, really good coach and a good person. I enjoyed my time with him.